Wednesday night or LeBay's Elul. Tonight's Var Halacha is really a hakdoma to the whole series of the Var Halachas. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? So most of you think maybe very good entertainment. Let's see if Rabbi Milinowitz can come up with something good tonight or every night that I haven't heard of before. So we said, those who remember the very, very first mini shir in the Halacha, we spoke about Kol Hashona Halachos B'chol Yom Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. So there's different biurim in that memra. Why would that be so? Going into what it means to be a Ben Olam Haba, especially in light of the fact that Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba, but there's something called a Ben Olam Haba. Why would being shown halachos b'chol yom do that? So I want to revisit that issue tonight as sort of the hakdama shir to the new series, maybe volume 3, volume 4, whatever it is, we'll call it. Where's Patches? We can make it volume. So we'll revisit the din of kol hashona halachos b'chol yom muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. And I want to tushtel Rabbi Yona in Shari Tshuva, Shar Sheni, paragraph Yud in Shari Tshuva. He doesn't directly talk about learning halachas, but very, very close and similar. Rabbi Yona says a yesod. It's really a yesod. He says in Pirkei Avos also that one, and it really has to do with doing tshuva also, so it's certainly appropriate for the Elul, which is a zman mesugol to change somewhat. And so he says in Yesod that once you makabel, brings on from Pesach ve'elchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, once you make a kabbalah in your leiv, once you make a decision, once you really decide to follow a certain path, so then you get schar kilu osa, and umeyesa shekibel kazos b'machshavto b'gomerol of kocha b'levavo, which is no easy task because we're talking about a real decision, a gemiras das, it would be called in lomdisha terms, in Gemara it's called gemiras das, gomer umakne, a gemiras das, a real finality of a decision. But once you do that, in other words, everything you're going to do now is now sort of a totsa'ah, or a hashlacha, or a result, or a ramification of your decision. So all the schar lies in that decision. You make a decision, let's say you want to daven more slowly, so you make a decision. You come early to davening instead of rushing in late and barely having time to put on your tefillin and hopping around to answer Baruch Hu, and then you know, who knows what you do then. I hope you know the halachas. But you come early and you can say karbonos and you daven like a mensch. So once you make the decision and it's real and you come, let's say, at a 6:45 or 6:40, let's say, to a 7 o'clock minyan, instead of rushing in a mere dash at 7:07, so then already, it's like kibul schar. It's like you're on that path already. And v'yelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael v'chi miyad osu v'lo lo osu ela yud dalet v'chodesh ela kibul shekiblu aleyam lasos mal aleyam akosov kibul osu miyad. Why am I saying this? This is a very long speech. Not for me. For me, it's a short speech. But maybe, you know, a way to understand Kol Hashona Halachos B'chol Yom is really a hismasrus and a decision to be more of a medaktik b'halacha. I try to pick things that are not so well known, not to entertain you. But to, you know, oh, I never realized that. And I've had people come over to me and saying, oh, I never realized this, I never realized that, I never, you know, I never thought about this, I never realized. So it's I think Kol Lashon Halachos B'chol, I'm suggesting that a biur in Kol Lashon Halachos B'chol Yoy Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Abo Lefidus or Ben Yona is that you make that decision, you make that hachlota. Gomar Benafsho in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah, you're Gomar Benafsho to follow halacha, to be more of a medaktik in halacha, not to treat things lightly, not to say, what does Hashem care, if I do this, if I do that, what's the difference? But so once you make that hismasrus, that gemiras das, to be medaktik in halacha, and that's really, this dvar halacha is really a diktuke halacha. It's dikduke halacha. It's nukudos, subtleties, or things that are not so well known. So we can call it dikduk halacha. And once you make that decision, so mitzvah shem muftach lo yishu ben olam haba.